Hi, this is Kathy Kinnaird, and I'm talking with Becky Markley. When did you first meet design? What was the date and the year?
It was about April of 2003, and that was when the doctor handed me your brochure and said, oh, here, you like this astrology stuff. And that's when I got your brochure, and you weren't available. I think you were on your way to Ibiza, or in Ibiza, and so I did research on the internet to find out about me, to get my chart, and to read about what projector meant, and something just, like, rattled me inside and went, oh my God, somebody finally understands me. You know, it was way beyond what, like, Myers-Briggs type indicator valued my introversion, but this was so much more. And so I studied, and then I was able to get a reading from you a month later. And that was incredible.
And this would be a great time for you to tell folks what your type is and where your authority is.
5-1 splenic projector.
Uh-huh. So, Becky, you mentioned the Myers-Briggs type indicator.
Mm-hmm.
Before design, I'm sure, because you're a projector, they say that you folks love systems, and that's been my experience of the people I know that are projectors. What other modalities, had you tried, and how do they compare to human design?
Well, I can say without exception, all of the other ones have nowhere near the breadth and depth of human design. And I remember when I talked to you to begin with, I said, I hope I don't get bored, because I get bored easily, and you laughed at me and said, I don't think so. Really, human design has more than I could ever dream of understanding. You know, like, I am, every time I take a class, and right now I'm in 4 different classes, and I just get, I don't know if overwhelmed is the right word, but sometimes it is, so saturated with information that it is so deep, and it takes a lot of time to incorporate it into life, and it's very personal. The other arts, some are energy work, which is a system, but it's not really about understanding yourself or about other people, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's about thinking that you're a healer, and really, I think you can only heal yourself. That's really the truth is, other people can help you along, but it's really up to your own correctness, right time, right place, serendipity,
mm-hmm.
to take that dive. And so I really don't hold on to anything that I studied in the past. And some of them are just the surface of the personality. They don't go anywhere near the design side. So
mm-hmm.
all the things that I studied in college for my degree with psychology and child development kind of go out the window. And they've been replaced by this amazing information that I can feel the truth of it in my body. And so I don't have a problem letting go with anything like that. The acceptance part was really the first hit that I got when I read about projector and that projectors are here to guide and they're not here to work. And here I was in corporate America working my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And feeling extremely fatigued, and bitter might be a bit stronger than what I felt at that time, but I didn't feel recognized, and I was in a place where I had to begin something, and I couldn't do it, and my performance review was that I was doing a terrible job of beginning, and of course I only have endings.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't have that
ironic
push button to get going. And so when I heard about the different aspects of my design, it explains so much, and I think in that instant there is an automatic acceptance at a very, very important level. And the more I learn, the more accepting I become of myself. Some of it is, it's not magic, you know, it doesn't happen overnight. It
mm-hmm.
has been not until recently that I've really had the experience of honoring my splenic authority. I guess, you know, with an open solar plexus, I actually did confront a truth. And in that moment when I did that, I really got a hit of self-love. I really understood what Ra has been teaching us over and over and over and over again. Follow your strategy and authority, love yourself. And those are just words until it happens to you.
Mm-hmm.
It really, that's my experience of it anyway, an acceptance of it worked. You know, this splenic hit that I got that was very powerful, that was a big no, and I had to inform, well, I had to. I mean, I had to say no, and that felt very powerful, even though I was terrified to do it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I just was wondering what your biggest challenge has been in this attempt to live your design.
Well, I think getting to know my splenic authority has been the most important thing. It's taken a lot of time because it has been so suppressed by me honoring outside authority, by honoring mom and dad or looking over my shoulder for someone to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And to, it's a habit. I mean, it really was a habit. And to stop that habit, which I think I have, and then to get in touch with how my spleen operates inside of me. How does it tell me? How does it let me know that something's right or wrong in that instant that flies by so fast?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it's like a little whisper, and sometimes it's big and loud. And I'm still working on it, but I'm getting better at recognizing that a no is a definite uncomfortableness in me, and that it works better for me if I spend most of my life alone so that I can feel it.
You know, how has living your design, being a projector, being splenic, being in the moment, waiting for your invitations, you're a heretic, you have to have a lot of alone time. How has that impacted your partner, your children, your friends, your career?
Well, my kids always knew I was kind of weird. They always had to explain their strange mom to their friends, which is kind of funny. So I don't know that they've noticed anything so much. My husband, however, has learned that it's very difficult to influence me. And I have, you know, two gates of deafness in my personality, Sun Earth, which, of course, when we're together, he activates. And he's just learned to let me do my own thing.
Well, now, Becky, in regards to this particular element that we're talking about, had it been a challenge before design and it got easier once you understood you had this deafness? You know, did it make it a little more graceful between you and your partner?
Well, it did for me, but I'm not so sure it did for him, because he would keep trying to influence me to do certain things. And, you know him, so you know he's not real pushy. But he was trying to be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And he just has learned to back off after being ignored by me for so long when he tries to influence me. For me, it wasn't anything that I really had to get used to. It was more that I understood that it was true and that it was okay. In some ways, it's hard to remember what it was like at the beginning of 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Except
yeah.
that I know that I had a tremendous amount of tension in my body back then. And now, at around the 3.5 year mark, I did start to notice a great deal of peacefulness in my body. And it isn't always that way, of course, but generally speaking, that peacefulness feels so good.
And one of the things I'm thinking about this, because it's a little different for projector than it is for the other three types, is that, you know, Ra always teaches, and I've heard other projectors who've been in design a long, long time, say that it really takes all 7 years for the projector to really understand all the nuances of what it means to be yourself. And that is, you get that by studying others, mostly. What's your opinion about that? What's your experience of that?
Well, I think it takes longer than 7 years. Of course, I'm not there to know, but there are moments that come every now and then where I get a hit of how much I don't know, and I don't know what it is I don't know, but I just have this like little, I guess it's a splenic hit, it's just like a little instant knowing that there is so much left to uncover there is so much not self that's so deeply embedded in me that I have no idea what it is. And so I think it is a process that's ongoing until the day I die.
You are, you know, you're an active participant. You're in several of the three-year certification programs. You're in the RAVE psychology program and in the PHS, the health system practitioner program.
Mm-hmm.
And those are real deep levels of study, and I know that projectors really have to study the deepest. How has that impacted, you know, what appears to be the surface of living your design? How has that helped you in that whole process?
Well, I think it starts off as being very confusing, and sometimes, actually, I understand what Ra is saying. It takes a long time for me to integrate what I hear, and I can't push it. It just happens the way it happens. I study, I listen to the audios of the classes at least two or three times.
The idea I was getting at is, you know, has all this really deep study served to enforce your idea of following your strategy and authority, and that still being the key? Is it really that simple? And why does someone really need to know or care about, you know, the great in-depth information?
Well, I don't think people need to have the in-depth information.
Mm-hmm.
I think strategy and authority sounds very simple, and it takes a long time to get the hang of it. The nuances are what I notice is so different for me. Waiting for the invitation is something that I pretty much do,
mm-hmm.
but every now and then I catch myself initiating.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I catch myself like in the moment, and I know I'm doing it, and I just kind of go, oh, well, I'm just going to see what happens. I'm just
mm-hmm.
going to see how this comes back to me,
mm-hmm.
how it comes back. That's not being listened to or being ignored or, you know, whatever it is. That's usually what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized that when I try to push things by thinking I should do things, that it really doesn't work and I get very fatigued from it. It doesn't feel comfortable. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, it's like you have to try the experiment, like Ross says, and to me that means that you try it both ways. And you touch the hot stove and you find out why not to do it. It's the best
mm-hmm.
way to learn. You know, people
mm-hmm.
can tell you, don't do that, don't initiate. I have taken it to the extreme in my life that I don't call anybody anymore. I wait for them to call me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had lots of friends that I don't hear from them anymore. And I just figure, you know, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because they would call. I know they'd call because they are not in the, you know, in human design, and they would call me if they wanted to. Actually, it brings a lot of peace into my life, not have to actually think about being around people who don't talk about human design. You know, I sometimes I wish I could be more like Joanne Simpson, who enjoys being with people who aren't in design, but I find that that isn't really true for me.
Mm.
That because I study, you know, that first line
mm-hmm.
body is always studying and wanting to talk to people about what I've
learned.
Well,
she's 4-6 profile, so she needs to be social in her own way. So, well, you know, I have one more question, and then we're getting close to our time. You know, you have a real active practice. I know you give readings. You give foundation readings and all the various different types of readings, and I know especially with all your clients that are projectors, you do, after they've been in design a little bit, you do their color transfer analysis for them so they can get a little help with something more than the invitation for knowing how their day-to-day routine, if they're staying on track or being conditioned away. I know you do a lot of these different, you know, you have a lot of clients and you do this work with them, and also you've taught some LYD classes. But what I want to ask you about that experience is, how does that work with others help you in living your design more correctly?
One of the ways that I see it is, for instance, in an LYD class, I can watch people behaving not self, and
mm-hmm.
so I can watch it, and so, you know, oracularly I can focus on that, and I get to see it, what it looks like. And so I learn from watching, and I can see what I look like, or at least a nuance of what I look like when I'm doing it. And when I see somebody getting ignored when they don't wait for an invitation, you know, they're just trying to put out their not self. Mm-hmm. Open ego, for example, to prove they're worthy. I get to see that. That isn't doesn't happen to be my thing, but I get to see it, and that's one way that I learn from it. Another way is that I get to hear the stories of other people.
I love stories.
Yeah, and you're great at telling them, too. You give the emotional side of it, the beautiful long description, and I'm so cryptic.
How has the information about being receptive versus strategic impacted you in living your design?
When I first heard that last year, and I think it was about a year ago, but I can't be certain, when Ra first talked about the right, and I'm sitting here waiting to hear about it, I was shattered. Absolutely shattered. My personality side is right, and my body side is left. Shattered is such a great word to describe that. Sometimes I'm, you know, kind of shocked, kind of moved, kind of touched, kind of nudged, but this was really deep. It wasn't that I found it hard to believe. It was more like, oh my God, you're right. Oh, so that's how that works. No wonder sometimes I say, I don't know where that came from.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say things and I don't know where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
Just amazing. I have not found it easy to trust it yet, but step mm-hmm. by step by step, mm-hmm. I'm letting go of my rigid getting ready, my rigid strategy to get ready for things and to let it flow.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm practicing with what's the difference between the left and the right, the left body and the right mind? How does that work? It's fun. It's really fun to
mm-hmm.
start to notice it. But, yeah, it was shocking.
Well, I guess that's a good glimpse into how living your design has impacted you so far. And it'll be very interesting to see what happens by the end of 7 years.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thank you, Kathy.
And thank you, Becky.